Good afternoon. This is the first of two debates between candidates for supervisor in San Luis Obispo County. I'm the moderator for KCBX, Larry Rutter. The voting on June 5th is officially a primary election. However, since there are only two candidates in both the 3rd and the 5th districts, the ones with the majority of votes in each district will be elected for a four-year term. Today, we focus on the 3rd district. Next Thursday at this time, the focus will be on the 5th District, with candidates Debbie Arnold and Jim Patterson here in our studio. The 3rd District runs from Grover Beach to Pismo Beach, Avila Beach, and large parts of San Luis Obispo. We have with us live in the studio the two candidates for Supervisor District 3, Adam Hill, the incumbent, serving his first term, and his challenger, Ed Wagis, currently a member of the Pismo Beach City Council. The format of the debate involves an opening statement by each candidate of 5 minutes, then an opportunity to respond to the other's opening statement of 2 minutes, and then a chance for a one-minute rebuttal from each. In all cases, we will be timing the responses, cueing the candidates, and asking for their cooperation in staying within the agreed-upon limits. A bell will sound if the limits have been breached. Just like that. And once we have completed the opening statements, I'll have a series of questions for the candidates. Each candidate will get 4 minutes to respond and then 1 minute to clarify or challenge. Again, a bell will sound if limits have been breached. Over the last week, we've been asking listeners to suggest questions and areas of inquiry in the debate. Many have responded, and we thank you very much for often thoughtful and very insightful questions, many of which we will be drawing upon. The closing statements will also be 5 minutes each, and with a 2-minute opportunity for final thoughts. Before we went on the air, we flipped a coin to decide which candidate would speak first and which speaks last. As a result, the first speaker will be Mr. Wagi, the second, Mr. Hill. In the closing remarks, the order will be reversed. Mr. Hill will speak first, and Mr. Wagi will speak second. And now we will begin with the opening remarks of our candidates for the San Luis Obispo County Supervisor District 3, Mr. Wagi.
Thank you very much for having us here today. I think it's a great opportunity to address your listeners as to where we stand. First of all, some background about myself. I'm a fifth-generation Californian, and I have a doctorate in chemistry. I taught chemistry at Illinois State University, and then after that I headed up the Illinois Emergency Preparedness Program for Hazardous Materials and then Nuclear Power Plant Emergency Response. I wanted to get back to California, and I got a job at PG&E at Diablo Canyon in emergency preparedness. After retirement from Diablo Canyon, I then was recruited to work at the International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna, Austria for a year. That's part of the United Nations, and it was during 2005. And it was quite an experience because we conducted an international exercise. I worked with the World Health Organization and then the Food and Agriculture Organization on trying to devise an international emergency preparedness exercise. After I worked at the IAEA, I returned to Pismo Beach, and I've been on the Pismo Beach City Council for 4 years, the Pismo Beach Planning Commission for 4 years, and I'm in my fourth year on the Pismo Beach City Council. The Pismo Beach is a success story. If you look at what we're doing, we have a budget surplus of $2.3 million, which is $800,000 more than we originally budgeted. We've got a great group of employees, and we are a very efficient, well-run city. We've improved our tourism promotion, and as a result, we have had record revenue from our tourism industry, and tourism is our major industry. We've also had increases in our sales tax and property taxes. I've been very involved in public safety. I currently sit on the San Luis Obispo County Fire Safe Council, which is involved in various fuel reduction efforts around the county to make the county more fire safe. Here in Pismo Beach, we have been trying to make the city more walkable. We've approved a Shell Beach landscape, streetscape for the area to increase walkability and also some multi-use for bicycling as well. We've also started doing mosquito abatement after the county stopped doing it a couple years ago. I convinced my fellow council members that it was important that we continue the program because of the risk of West Nile virus and also the just the problems of having mosquitoes in the area. I think people like to be able to get out and walk, and mosquitoes are a problem. We partnered with state parks and began doing mosquito abatement, which basically we're picking up where the county dropped off, and we have the residents in Pismo Beach and Grover Beach now are having mosquito abatement. We've been cleaning up the Pismo Creek and also improving the ocean water quality. We just finished our blocking of the pier where pigeons were roosting, and that will clean up the ocean. We also have we're wrapping up a couple of bluff erosion projects, one on Ocean Boulevard, which is a was in danger of collapsing into the ocean or to the and also we started working on the Vista Del Mar sewage lift station. If there were a catastrophic failure of these either of these locations, we'd have a massive sewage spill and also a loss of sewage treatment for the Shell Beach area. So we have been very we've been pushing very hard on this, and we've been very successful in getting it moving along. We also have been doing several other projects. We have a five-year street maintenance program. We're in the second year right now. We are resurfacing all of the streets in Pismo Beach that require it. We are in the second year, as I mentioned, and we will eventually get to all the streets in our city. We're replacing underground water utilities. I've also pushed for, and the council approved, a goal to increase energy efficiency and also to look at renewable energy options. I have solar energy at our own home, and we generate most of our electricity, so I'm very much in favor of solar energy. I am concerned about some things at the county. If you look at the county pension trust, for example, the Board of Supervisors appoints three people to the seven-member board, and every one of those persons will receive or is receiving a pension from the trust. I think that's a problem. The pension trust is currently $280 million short, and they assume that they will have a 7.75% annual rate of return, and currently it's a 4.3 rate of return. We need some change. Thank you.
That was Ed Waggie, one of the two candidates for 3rd District Supervisor. Adam Hill is the second candidate. He also has 5 minutes as an opening statement.
Thank you, Larry. It's good to be here. The county is in an enviable position. We have been able to put it in probably the toughest time that the county has faced financially. We have been able to secure its financial position not only for now but for the future. We got pay and pension reform done early. As soon as we got on the board, I got on the board, and Frank Meacham also was new to the board. There was a plan in place to reduce ongoing deficits, but not a long-term plan on how we wouldn't see these kinds of problems so severely in the future. And so we worked with our employee unions. We worked with some labor attorneys. And in the first full year where we have just about all of our employees now under the new system, we're saving more than $16 million a year. We've got over $83 million in reserves. We've got one of the highest bond ratings you can have in the entire country. We have downsized the size of county government by 10% without a single layoff, which is quite an accomplishment. And a lot of it we owe to our employees and our employee associations because they worked with us, they made concessions, they saved jobs. We didn't want to see anybody lose their jobs. In our community, we know that if you lose a job, not only in this economy, but in any economy, it's tough to get. So we were able to downsize this 10% without any layoffs. And the money that we've been able to save and the way that we've been able to work is to do some of the things that people expect. We'll be finished with the Willow Road project probably by the end of this year. Before I joined the board a few years back, there was a sense that maybe that wouldn't be completed unless they went out to the voters for an assessment. We've got the money, we've got the bids, we're going to get the entire project done. We're building a woman's jail, We're building libraries. We're going to be opening up a new firehouse in Creston. We are doing all the infrastructure projects. We're going to be breaking ground on the Los Osos sewer. So we're doing what we need to be doing. Two solar projects are under construction right now that have brought a great amount of attention to our community, including hundreds of jobs. And when those things are done in about 3 years, they will be producing 800 megawatts of clean, renewable energy. And this has been something that we're very proud of. Some of the things that I've been directly involved with in a leadership role, co-chair, spearheading really the county's first ever economic development project. And this is being done through the Economic Vitality Corporation, and I'm one of the co-chairs of it. And we've been able to involve over 130 of our employers in our community in different clusters, different industries, and have them involved and have them working to see how their needs and their future growth can be accompanied by greater assistance and collaboration with the county government. Never been done before. And I've been directly involved in keeping some of those companies here. Level Studios was a company that in the past, they got bought up. In the past, the story that you would see run would be that they were leaving. We work to make sure that they stay here. And they're building a new headquarters out by the airport in my district. And I worked with them, their real estate people, and a local developer to keep them here. They're going to add 150 jobs. Really Right Stuff, a company out just on Hygera, not far from here, is also a terrific company that makes high-end camera equipment. They're going to be staying here. They're moving to the airport. They bought a building, worked with them. So we have right now probably the most proactive Board of Supervisors we've had in a long time on a variety of things. We have been very deliberate in our decision-making. There are things that we don't do if we don't think that they're for the best interest of the community. There was a truancy ordinance proposed that received a lot of pushback from folks in the community, particularly homeschool kids. We listened to them. We talked to our decision makers in the public safety arena and education. We decided, you know, this is just not something that we need to do. And we withdrew it. There was an events ordinance proposed. I was a leader in making sure that the restrictive one that had been put forward was not something that we were going to see. I've certainly gotten some flack from some people from that, but we didn't want to hurt our small business people, and we didn't want to hurt the community that really relies on events and helps promote the county. I have been able to help the Visitors and Conference Bureau secure extra funding so that we could promote our county even more successfully, and I think that that's paid off very well with the attention that we've gotten. We've been able to fill in monies that the state has withdrawn, like Williamson Act money, which helps offset taxes for farmland. And we're very proud of these things. And I would say if you were to ask most of the counties around the state, we are one of the counties that they look towards to see what's being done right. And that's especially true for even the counties right around us. So I feel very good about where we're at, and I feel very good about running for a second term.
That was Adam Hill. We've now had the initial opening remarks of the two candidates for 3rd District Supervisor. This is the debate on KCBX, and each of them now has 2 minutes to respond or reply or amplify on their 5 minutes of remarks. We now turn to Mr. Waggie.
Thank you. I'd just like to finish a comment I was making before the time was up, which was on the county pension system. As I was saying, it's funded to a level of 79%, or about $280 million short. And every one of those members on the board pension trust are receiving or will be receiving a pension from that trust. I think we need to change the governance on that pension trust to put a financial expert on there to make sure that we can afford the pensions that we've promised to the employees over the long term. I would also point out some other things that perhaps would make a difference here. I have voted against increasing fees on many of our businesses on the Air Pollution Control District Board of Directors. There's also been more regulations passed, which in many cases I don't think do much to improve the local economy. There's also the issue of the Lopez Lake Habitat Conservation Plan. The county spent $1 million over the past 10 years and yet have very little to show for that $1 million. That money is being spent paid for by the water users in Avila Beach, Grover Beach, and Pismo Beach. And we need some more oversight of what's going on there to make sure we're not going to waste another $1 million over another 10 years. There's also a reduction in the amount of maintenance for the county roads, which in the long term can be very detrimental to the local transportation network. Basically, I see the difference between my opponent and myself is we've been very successful in Pismo Beach. We're a very business-friendly city. As they say, we've had record tourism revenue. We have a budget surplus. And because of that, we are very successful, and that's the record I'm running on.
Ed Waggie, one of the candidates for District 3 supervisor. Mr. Hill, you have now 2 minutes to respond.
Thank you, Larry. Well, I think Ed must know something that the bond ratings companies don't know, because the county has gotten the second highest credit rating you can possibly receive. And in fact, when we asked our financial team how we could get a higher bond rating, they look at everything. They look at all the debt obligations. They look at what we've done in terms of our pension and pay reform. They look at our reserves. And they said the only way we could have a higher bond rating would be to move out of California. So I'm not sure where Ed's coming up with these things. There is a real difference between us, and a couple of things need to be said. One of which is a lot of the things that Ed just rolls under regulations are the things that people come to depend on government to protect them from. Health and human safety issues, whether it be, pollution. I have a strong record on making sure that we're protected from pollution that can not just hurt people but hurt our waterways and hurt our oceanways. And those are things that, even the dog ordinance, the menacing dog ordinance, which is something that is a public safety issue, my opponent opposes for reasons that are really not very very sound. So I would say, as for the record of Pismo, it's true. Pismo's got the beach. They've got the hotels. It's a wonderful place to be. I'm proud to be supported by the two biggest hoteliers in Pismo Beach, Noreen Martin and John King. I'm proud to be supported by Ed's Mayor Pro Tem, Chris Vardis. I'm proud to be supported by his former employer, PG&E. I'm proud to be supported by most of the major employers, private employers in this community, because I have worked very hard to help our economic situation, not just in the county, but in the private sector too. So I think that this is something that I want to continue in the next term, and I think we will see many more successes. Thank you.
That was Adam Hill. Now we just have, you have 1 minute to respond in any way to the opening remarks of Mr. Hill. Ed Waggie.
I believe you just said I was opposed to the dog ordinance. I was in fact in favor of it. I simply was opposed to the section where it would impose liability on the landlord itself. I think that would reduce the amount of rental units available to people that own pets. You did not respond to my point about the Lopez Lake, the $1 million, which basically has been spent and not much to show for it. As I say, when you mentioned increasing fees, those fees were raised, yet there's plenty of money at the time in the budget, so it was unnecessary to increase the fees. The regulations you mentioned, one thing I voted against was the greenhouse gas initiative. I asked the question, would this initiative cause perhaps more large projects in, like, Santa Maria, for example, and the answer was they did not look at that part of it. So I voted against it. I'm going to challenge what the staff puts in front of us.
Adam Hill.
Thank you. Well, it's hard for me to answer something that occurred before I was on the Board of Supervisors, but I will say this. When I ran last time, it's incumbent upon the challenger to actually have some substantial policy proposals. I put out position papers on things that I wanted to do, and these are things that I'm doing now, including economic development, including strategic growth, including the kinds of things that we're seeing in my leadership on homeless issues and other poverty-related issues. I didn't think it was enough just to say about my opponent at that time that I would do things differently. I thought it was important to actually lay out what I would do differently, not just to say, for instance, my opponent has as his number one issue economic development. I haven't heard a word as to what he would do differently than what we're currently doing with the EVC project. It would be interesting to get some actual details, some real policy details, because that's what I think the voting public deserves.
Adam Hill, thank you very much. Well, that concludes the opening remarks and rebuttal portion of our debate. This is the debate of the two candidates for 3rd District Supervisor in San Luis Obispo County, the incumbent Adam Hill, and challenger Mr. Ed Waggie, currently a city councilman in Pismo Beach, And now we have a number of questions. As I said at the outset, we asked our listeners to email me what areas they thought we should pursue, and we got tons of suggestions, and many of them were excellent ones, and I want to thank them very much. We will be doing, of course, another debate next Thursday at this time at the spot on your radio dial for the 5th District candidates, and I would appreciate very much hearing your thoughts about what issues, what questions we should be asking them, and it's larry@kcbx.org. Make it real simple. I want to learn a little bit more, give you an opportunity, the listener, to learn a little bit more about the men who are sitting across the table from me. And so, in many ways, a political campaign is like a job interview, just an extended job interview. And for at least a few moments, I'd like to ask you some questions that you might encounter in a job interview. And you're going to have 4 minutes to respond to this, and each of you, and then 1 minute to clarify or rebut the other or whatever. So this is a job interview. We're going to begin with Mr. Waggie. What about your background prepares you to serve as a supervisor?
Well, as I mentioned at the outset, I've got experience in both the private and the public sector, and like my opponent, apparently, I've been a manager. I've managed budgets. I've worked, as I say, in a broad range of areas in public, private. I've been on the Pismo Beach Planning Commission for 4 years, where we dealt with land use issues. I've been on the Pismo Beach City Council for almost 4 years, and there again we're dealing with budgets, with policies, with land use, and so forth. That experience is what I'm, which gives me the perspective and the ability to see what needs to be done at the county level. For example, I mentioned we've been fiscally responsible in the city of Pismo Beach, and I would bring that fiscal responsibility to the County Board of Supervisors. I mentioned the pension trust issue of governance. Even under Governor Brown's 12-point pension reform, they would not allow everybody on that pension board to be receiving pensions from that trust. It's a governance issue. So I'm going to challenge those kinds of issues, unlike my opponent, since I want to make sure we're going to be solvent for the long term, not just in the short term. That's what I've done in the city of Pismo Beach. For example, we are pre-funding our post-retirement benefits for the county, the city employees, so we will not be pushing off into the future those costs. We're going to take care of those costs right now. We've had a very robust program to improve our tourism industry. We took a hit like everyone else did, and we rallied around. We've been collaborative, cooperative. I'm very respectful of the people that I deal with in our city. I would bring that respect to the County Board of Supervisors. It's part of the reason we've been successful. The city of Pismo Beach had a reputation for a long time for being fractious. We've turned that around. We're now a city on the move. We're well-run. We are gaining the respect of the other of our residents and so forth based upon our delivery of services and the ability to get things done. We've had people come to our county city council meeting where they said they were trying to open up a business in another city and instead came to our city. They said it would take, the other cities said it would take months to get a permit to open up a business. And in Pismo Beach, it took a matter of days before they had a permit. They could start to open up their business. That business did open up in Pismo Beach. It's been very successful. Now they want to expand. And it's that kind of attitude. It's that delivery of services. It's efficient, well-run organization I've got experience with that I would bring to the Board of Supervisors, which I think we really need to look at on how things are being done at the county level when people go to the permit counter to get a permit. How long does it take? I hear stories it takes way too long. Sure, you can push to get through specific projects, but the question is what happens for the broad range of projects, not just a few projects that might have high priority, but how well are we doing overall to make sure that we have efficient delivery of services? We've been doing that in the city of Pismo Beach. We turned the city of Pismo Beach around. I will bring that experience to the County Board of Supervisors.
The question, Mr. Hill, to you, what is it about your background, aside from the 4 years you've served, or 3.5 years you've served as a supervisor, what about your background prepares you to serve as a supervisor?
Right. Well, I came to the board from Cal Poly. I taught there for 13 years, moved here to the Central Coast in 1995, and had been involved in politics in Washington, D.C. I got my undergraduate degree in political science and then fell in love with books and ended up teaching literature and writing at Cal Poly. But I'm running on the record that I have, in fact, accomplished at the Board of Supervisors. I'm very proud of it. Very proud of the fact, and it's one of the more gratifying things to happen when you're running for another term and there are people who did not support you last time and that are supporting you now. And, you know, last time I understood that there were people who didn't support me because they were concerned whether I had enough political experience, et cetera. And so you saw a very strong endorsement from the Tribune, which did not endorse me last time, and their headline that I'm reading from right now, "Strong Work Has Earned a Second Term." He combines good economic sense with social awareness. There's a lot of people in the business community. There's a lot of people in a lot of other parts of our community that support me because they've seen what I've done. And when I left Cal Poly to join the Board of Supervisors, it was really not just to show up and vote differently on Tuesdays from my predecessor, but to be a leader and to start to do things that we hadn't seen from the Board of Supervisors, the kind of leadership that we really hadn't seen before. And so, to be honest with you, if I had found myself either incapable of getting some of these things done or met some sort of resistance that just wouldn't allow it, I don't think that I would be hungry for a second term. But we have a really successful economic development project going on. I have been able to secure land and the entitlements for a new homeless services center, and have become very involved in that and the capital campaign that's going to go forward, that's going to probably become public this fall. That's something that I'm really excited about. We have a number of things that we've been changing in county government that I'm very, very interested in seeing continue. Everything from the processes that we undergo in terms of whether it be land use. We have a very good public safety team. We have an excellent sheriff that I'm proud is supporting me and is a friend of mine. We have some really good newer people in the organization, and I think that for the most part, we have been showing other places how they can make adjustments, make changes in a way that is really successful. We're in a better position in just about every way possible from all the counties around us. And when people talk to me, when I'm in the neighborhoods with folks, whether it be in Grover Beach, whether it be in Pismo Beach or here in San Luis or in Avila, when they ask me questions about what can we do, what should we do, that's what I want to speak to. You know, people want to see leadership. They want their aspirations to be met. They don't just want somebody to say, I won't do this, I won't do this, I don't believe in this, I don't believe in that. And so from my perspective, I feel like I've delivered on the things that I promised last time. I have these things are ongoing. And I wouldn't really be seeking the seat again were it not for the fact that we've been able to get things done, were it not for the fact that I myself have been able to be a strong leader, somebody that people come to when they see that things maybe are being slowed up by typical government bureaucracy or other situations. People come to see me all the time. People who probably I would not expect to turn to me 4 years ago. And so that's very gratifying. I'm excited about the opportunity to keep serving the people of the 3rd District and the entire county.
Adam Hill, thank you. Mr. Waggy, you have 60 seconds if you want to respond further.
Sure. Let's talk about support for my opponent. I've got two people on my immediate campaign team that supported Mr. Hill the first time, and they both asked if they could be on my campaign team because they were upset with some of the things he had done. So it's an issue of if you walking out in the community and talking to business owners and so forth, I found a large number of them are upset with some of the things my opponent has done. So they are supporting me. If you look at all the signs out there in the countryside and the cities and the front of businesses, residents and so forth, that's a showing of support for my candidacy from people that many people supported my opponent the first time. So people want to change. I will bring that change. I've been respectful. I've been responsible. And I will make that change on the County Board of Supervisors just like we did in the city of Pismo Beach.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I'll say one thing, Larry. You know, my opponent keeps talking about this respectful thing, and then he's currently running a smear campaign against me, also with a friend of his that is well known to be, as he calls, an activist, but is really just a negative force in the community. And I keep getting emails and also keep getting donations because people don't like this kind of dirty politics. They don't like mailers and robocalls that are filled with distortions and half-truths and innuendos. You know, ultimately, when you run a campaign, you need to honor the people that are supporting you, and you need to honor your voters as well. And you do so by laying out a positive vision filled with substance, not just a smear campaign. And so, you know, I feel good about where I'm at. I feel good about the positive vision that we're running on, and I feel good about the aspirations I'm speaking to of our voters.
A voice of Adam Hill. All right, I'm going to ask one more question that's sort of a job interview question, and I'm just going to give you 60 seconds to respond to this, and we'll no rebuttals to it. I'd like to know who your political heroes are. Like to know the people in public life that whose ideals or whose style or whatnot you most are attracted to. Just pick one individual, and there will be no rebuttals of this. But again, Mr. Waghi, I give you the opportunity to answer this job interview question first.
Oh, I think one person I respect very much is Jerry Diefendurfer. He's a former supervisor on the board, County Board of Supervisors, and he's been off the board for quite some time. But he was somebody that took the long-term view of what's going to happen to this county. He wasn't looking just to get reelected the next time. He always looked out in the future, and he always looked at he required staff to look at longer term than just the next 4 years, for example. So I admire what Jerry Diefendurfer did for this county. He's been around for a long time, and in fact, he's supporting my campaign, as are Steve McElvain and some others that have been involved in local county politics here. But especially, I would say, Jerry Diefendurfer. He's been gone for a long time now, but I always admired what he did for this county.
Thank you. Ed Waghi, Adam Hill.
Yeah, thank you, Larry. I had a great opportunity to work as a staffer. I actually started out as an intern and moved up the ladder to relatively low-level staffer for Bill Bradley, a former senator from New Jersey. He was a hometown hero of mine when I was growing up. He lived in the town next to mine. And when I was a kid, he was a basketball star. You know, everybody knew him from the Knicks, and he had been, of course, a star at Princeton. And then he became our senator, our U.S. senator. And Bill was somebody who was known as a pro-business Democrat. And working for him and seeing how serious he was, seeing the kind of work he put in, seeing how he would not speak on issues unless he really understood them and had substance to add to them was very impressive to me. And I've always wanted to follow in certain footsteps about showing that Democrats particularly can make things happen for the business community. And I think that a lot of people here locally have accepted that.
Adam Hill, we are having a debate between the two candidates for 3rd District Supervisor in San Luis Obispo County. Adam Hill, whose voice you just heard, is the incumbent. Ed Waghi is the challenger. They are here for the hour and will be till at the top of the hour here on KCBX. Next Thursday at this time, we will be talking with the 5th District Supervisorial candidates, Debbie Arnold, Jim Patterson. We continue along. We're going to deal with some substantive issues now, and we'll reverse the order of responses just to make things a little more interesting here. A number of listeners have raised the issue of homelessness. As you know, the city of San Luis Obispo and others are concerned with homeless people living in RVs on city streets and have acted to curb the practice. The county has agreed to hire a staff person to help coordinate the work of several agencies and organizations dealing with homelessness. That's just the tip of the iceberg of things that are going on. So the question is, and we'll begin with Mr. Hill, as I say, how big a problem do homeless people pose to the county? And your district in particular. And if you agree that there are problems, how do you view the county's current efforts? And what more would you have the county do about homelessness?
Well, that's an important question, Larry. We do have an increasingly intense problem with homelessness throughout the county and certainly throughout my district, including right around the corner here on the what we might call the lower Higuera business part of San Luis. I have been as involved as anybody has been in homeless issues from the Board of Supervisors. As I mentioned before, I was the person who was able to secure the land, the county land next to our Department of Social Services, and shepherd it through the Airport Land Use Commission and then the City's Planning Commission to get the entitlements. And now I'm one of the honorary co-chairs of the capital campaign that CAPSLO, the Community Action Partnership, is going to be developing the new services center. But what we see in the community is a mix of things. We see certainly people have been affected by the economy. And we see a lot of people who are seriously mentally ill and people who have drug and alcohol addictions, and there are problems that are created from this, and we have to find a balance. And I've talked to colleagues on city councils about this. I've talked to friends in police departments, and the balance is between helping people who want help and can be helped and not expecting less of them just because they're homeless, not tolerating certain kinds of behaviors. We still need to maintain the civility and the safety of our streets and our neighborhoods. We can't just let people do as they please, and so that's a difficult balance. For instance, there's the safe parking program that the city's set up, and I'm a big supporter of that. They're going to park cars at Prado, and I know there's one down in AG as well. The CAPSLO decided that they wanted to link it to case management. So even though you have maybe 60 or so RVs and so forth parked around this part of the city, there was a criticism that, well, five spaces is not enough. They're having trouble getting five people to sign up because case management is what I think is the most important part of it, which is that is helping people get back to a level of self-sufficiency. We don't want to just help people for a short period of time without it having long-term effects on them. We don't want to warehouse people in shelters, and we don't want to enable people in destructive habits. I know the biggest shortcoming from the county we need to beef up, and I've been working already to do so, our outreach from mental health, from our behavioral health department, and from our drug and alcohol counseling, because a lot of the folks that are causing the problems for businesses downtown and panhandling, we'll see that down in Pismo, you see it in certain parts of the county, all throughout, wherever you're going to have tourists. These are folks that need much more help than just simply a dollar here or a dollar there. And the whole idea is to give them a hand up. Give them help out. Give them the services. That's what we want to do in the service center. And so I've served on the Homeless Services Oversight Council. I host forums on the issue quite frequently. And I think that we have come to a somewhat of a consensus throughout the community that this is a problem so serious that we need to work together. We need to combine resources as best as we can. The methods that are successful are sort of proven. The resources is what's sort of missing for the most part, and that's resources very often has to do with money, but we have to find that balance between helping people get back on their feet and maintaining the civility and the safety in our community that everybody expects. We don't want to see ourselves become a community that is overrun by this, but we also, because this is such a generous community, we want to do everything we can to help people out.
Adam Hill, Mr. Waggy, you have 4 minutes.
Oh, thank you. It is a problem that we all face throughout the county. We need to do what we can to help, in many cases, people that are homeless either because of choice or because of circumstance, and we need to do what we can. The city of Pismo Beach has been donating to the Maxine Lewis Homeless Shelter for many years now. We've continued that support. Our mayor sits on the Five Cities Homeless Coalition, and the plan there is to use some seed money that was donated to help build a South County homeless center to provide health services, counseling, and other types of services to try to see if we can help those that want help and also try to make sure that those who perhaps don't want to get into the system, they don't want the counseling, don't want the to get into the various programs that somehow they're taken care of, but that they also are going to behave themselves, if you will, to try to make sure that we do keep the problem of homeless under control. I think the nonprofits have been helping out a lot in this area. One of the problems you face, of course, is a $16 billion deficit at the state level, and many of the programs, health and social services programs, come from the state. So one of my concerns is, where are we going from here? And the answer is, we don't know, because we don't know exactly what's going to happen from the state. I think as you say, especially local nonprofits have done a very good job in trying to help take care of many of the homeless folks you see around here. And yes, we could do more. I think the resources are a problem, and I'm not sure under the tight budgets that we how much more we can do. But we need to do what we can, and especially leverage the impact of the local nonprofits.
Adam, you can respond for 60 seconds, or your choice.
Oh, just want to say that I think that, you know, the issue, and I'm glad that the media has paid a fair amount of attention to it, because I think it has risen to the top for a lot of people, and their experiences with it may have become more problematic. We really do appreciate that. When it comes to the folks who are perhaps experiencing, you know, people camping out in their businesses or making a mess of those things, you know, we all agree that what we want to do is help people be able to help themselves again. And so I'm glad that there is really ultimately like-mindedness about this. We don't just want to, you know, temporarily help people. We want to get them back on their feet and get them back out into the community to be good, productive citizens again. And those that we might not be able to, then we need to find some transitional housing for them so they can live independently. We know how to do it. We're going to need a lot of help from the community to do it, and we're going to need the resources to do it as well. But I feel ultimately optimistic about it.
Mr. Waggy, you have 60 seconds.
Well, I think, as I say, already said, there's a lot of strains on the local budgets from what's happening at the state level, and I would hope that somehow we could continue these programs to try to take care of the homeless issue. But partly, we need to help turn the economy around. As I say, some of the people are homeless because of circumstance. They've lost their job or something, and housing's fairly expensive around here. So if they can get into the various programs, if we can turn the economy around, then that would certainly help the overall situation as well.
There are a number of environmental issues that have been concerned to the supervisors and other county bodies. One, for instance, is the ban on plastic bags by stores. The county adopted by the Integrated Solid Waste Management Board, which includes the supervisors, which is scheduled to take effect in October. Another is a directive by the Air Pollution Control District of the state parks concerning dust on the mesa. And there have been county initiatives, greenhouse gases. Question is, do you think the county is doing the right or the wrong, in the right or the wrong direction on this? And again, we'll start with Mr. Hill.
Okay. I think we've gone in the right direction. Let's start with the first one you brought up, the plastic bag ban. Ultimately, it was shown to be something that's easy to do, to get rid of, to be able to make this transition. We work with the Grocers Association. They were supportive of it. And this will go into effect. We're giving away tens of thousands of bags. Not that people are short on these reusable bags. I think most people, I know I could probably give away 10,000 myself. It's an easy thing to do, and it's going to reduce marine pollution. It's going to reduce pollution in the creeks. It's supported by the landfill operators because it can't biodegrade and it can't be kept down in the landfill. So it's easy to do. Opposing it was just an ideological thing, a special interest thing. I understand that, but it was unfortunate it got to that. It should have been done at the state, but because it wasn't done at the state, the cities had a chance to weigh in. The cities supported it. Pismo Beach supported it. My opponent didn't support it. His representative on the Integrated Waste Management Board was one of the, I think, most eloquent speakers in support of it. The dust rule, that was unfortunately politicized again. We have ultimately our most important responsibility is to protect the health and safety of our citizens. There is a possibility that the dust from the riding area is intensified and potentially threatening the health of people on the mesa. For us to ignore that at the county, when we own 40% of the riding area, would have been completely irresponsible. And so we passed a rule. and it's gone into it's. We have a right now a very good cooperative situation between the Air District, the county, and state parks, where we feel very confident we can mitigate a lot of the dust that blows into the neighborhoods of the Mesa, and that the recreation area can stay open at the same time. It's not an either or situation. My opponent spent a lot of time trying to jack up some phony science on this. He was refuted by the subject experts. His own science wasn't looked at by anybody else, but our own subject experts, and was shown to be faulty. So we did the right thing, and what's occurred? Well, the recreation area is open, and they're working on mitigation plans out on the dunes. Greenhouse gas, my opponent's a skeptic. That's the same thing as being a denier. There's really – it's a distinction without a difference. They both would do nothing. This state is very committed to addressing climate change. I'm proud of that. It's made it clear from two governors, one a Republican, one a Democrat. It's made it clear in several elections – that it wants to stay committed to addressing climate change. And so we have been able to, at the local level, both through the Air District, at the county, and also through our Council of Governments, be so proactive in putting into place some plans that we are able to choose our own thresholds rather than have them imposed upon us. We have worked with the business community to do this, and I think that we are going to once again be a model because we have been thoughtful about this and we have been deliberate. To ignore the mandates and to ignore what is really the will of the voters overwhelmingly in the state, I think would also be irresponsible. So I'm glad to be on the right side of protecting the folks from, protecting the health of folks. I'm proud to be somebody who thinks that regulation is necessary when it reduces pollution and is easy to follow. I don't know anybody who can't follow the bag ban. They didn't have bags. They didn't have these bags 15 years ago, and it seemed like people survived quite well. And as for climate change, it's the most critical issue that we face, environmentally speaking, today. And we need to do more. And I think that this state shows that it has the innovation and the technology to address it in a number of ways. And I'm glad to be in a state that has decided to be a leader in addressing it. And I'm glad that our county is going to be a leader in it, too.
Thank you, Adam Hill. Ed Waggie.
Well, first of all, let's go talk about the plastic bag issue. I am in favor of reducing plastic bag use by voluntary measures, and many of the stores had already started those kinds of efforts. I think if we're going to ban them, we should certainly ban them at the state level, not individual localities, and particularly the way it was done in this area. You had the Integrated Waste Management Authority, which is a joint powers authority, implement the bag ban, whereas it was the only joint powers authority in the entire state that did it. All the other cases at cities and counties. I have no problem if a city or a county wants to do it, but with the IWMA doing it, it's a joint powers authority, and it's another case where a regional agency is taking power away from the local cities. It's many other areas where cities are losing their power to various regional agencies and not being able to legislate what happens in their own cities because of these many of these cases. I was concerned about the plastic bag ordinance, the way it was done, that it could hurt small businesses when the plastic bag ban moves on to the smaller businesses. Right now, it's just the larger businesses. But if you look at my voting record, I actually voted for the plastic bag ban because I put a provision in the motion saying you need to look at the impact on small businesses. I was, in fact, opposed to the way it was done and would have voted against it had I had the chance, but I think we did not explore the opportunities of voluntary measures of having each locality do it themselves. As I said, I preferred having the state do it if we're going to do it. We get a lot of folks from elsewhere. They may not have the bags to bring with them. We could have the case where you can only use the – we have the case where you can only use the recyclable bags, which are the large paper bags with two handles or other – plastic bags, and I think we have cases where you might want to have much smaller paper bags, but because the state didn't do it and the local government did it, then it's problematic about using small paper bags even. On the issue of the dust rule, I supported, in fact, the best management practices by the state parks to try to reduce dust emissions by having an increase in vegetation, which they are currently doing, and also the other means, for example, of reducing the amount of track out sand from the dunes. I supported those efforts. What I did not support was the rule that was proposed because and passed because being a scientist, I look at the underlying data and found numerous flaws in the data and the way it was interpreted. For example, they measured wind speeds behind tall wind speeds, but behind tall trees, tall eucalyptus trees at the CDF fire station instead of on the dunes themselves. In fact, when we just before the vote, the staff, the APCD, said, yeah, probably would have been better if we had measured wind speeds on the dunes, but they still went forward with it. And wind speeds are critical to understanding the issue on the dunes. We need to protect the public health and safety, and I felt that best management practices would help take care of that. I also felt we needed to do more studies. In fact, there are more studies which are being undertaken that state parks had already planned to do. On the issue of greenhouse gases, I've looked at the science behind it, and I've kind of taken a middle-of-the-road approach. In the United States, for example, the greenhouse gas reductions have been 10%, whereas in Europe they're only 8.3%. And that's by other techniques.
Thank you, Mr. Waggy.
I got the bell.
You got the bell. 60 seconds response.
Thank you, Larry. You know, there's really no shades of gray in doing the right thing, and I think in all of these situations we've done the right thing. Look at what Ed's saying about the bags. You know, there is an ongoing recycling program from supermarkets, voluntary, and less than 5% success rate. That's just not working. He says that the JPA shouldn't have done it. Well, all the cities are represented in the JPA. The JPA was put into effect over 20 years ago. All the cities had a chance to weigh in. Ed City's representative voted for it, and it was done right. If we left it up to the state, we'd never had it. They've been trying to do this for 10 years, but the industry continues to put a lot of money into defeating these measures. And as for climate change, you know, there's 97.9% of the climate scientists that agree that this is a serious problem that's happening now. I'm not really sure why we're talking about the science. I mean, we can talk about the best way to address the problems. I think that's legitimate, but talking about the science is just denialism.
Okay. We have left in just about 8 minutes. So you have a 60-second rebuttal.
Thank you.
Sorry, Mr.
Well, I was going to point out there again, my opponent used the term 97% of all scientists. If you look at the question that was asked, is there any association with greenhouse gas production and the climate change? I would say yes, I'd be part of that 97%. It was a very loose question. It didn't really talk about magnitude. From what I can tell, I guess I consider myself a lukewarmer. There's been some warming due to greenhouse gases. And however, if you look at the basis for the very scary temperature rises, it's based upon computer models, and the computer models have been faulty. They have not shown the computer models predicted large temperature increases, and they just simply have not happened for the last 15 years. So I'm going to take a more middle-of-the-road approach. Let's continue energy efficiency. I'm in favor of solar energy, renewable energy, and also energy efficiency.
We have just a few moments left, not as much time as we'd hoped at the end of this. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to give me a two-minute wrap-up, and then you'll have a one-minute rebuttal. So 2 minutes, Mr. Waggy, to wrap up why we should vote for you for 3rd District Supervisor.
I've got a record in Pismo Beach that's enviable. I've got the experience both in the private and public sector, which I will draw upon. We've been very successful in Pismo Beach and are very, very fiscally responsible, and I would bring that record to the County Board of Supervisors. I feel like, however, my opponent mentioned the events ordinance. He was the one that pushed this events ordinance along in the first place. I didn't think we really needed an events ordinance, except in the area of large events in Avila Beach, where there are some serious problems that really haven't been addressed. So there are some differences. I believe there's more regulations, higher costs imposed by some of the policies from my opponent, and I will make sure that we have policies which do encourage job creation, that work. The county is effective and efficient in providing services. Where we in my case, I'm going to challenge the bottom line, the challenge the status quo to make sure that when anything comes before us that we are solving the problem and not just something we think is the problem. I see far too often where there's various staff reports that say thus and so is true. You dig deeper and you find a problem with it. As I mentioned at the outset, the issue on the greenhouse gas guidelines, the APCD passed, we had a case where we could be driving more housing to Santa Maria. In fact, that would be counterproductive.
Thank you, Mr. Waggy. We have 2 minutes, Mr. Hill.
Thank you, Larry. Like I said before, I'm pleased to be asking the voters of the 3rd District for their vote again because I have delivered on the things that I talked about last time, the policy proposals, the issues, the way I thought that the county should look at a host of issues, everything from the obvious controversial stuff from land use to the budgeting. And it's pretty well-known fact. It's been shown again and again that our county is in one of the strongest fiscal situations of any of the counties in the state. When we go to our association meetings of other counties or some of our department heads go with their counterparts, we almost feel guilty that we have had such success, that we have not had to lay off people like other counties have had to lay off around us, Santa Barbara, Monterey, Kern, Fresno. They've had to lay off thousands of people. They don't have reserves. They haven't been able to put the pension and pay reform into place that we've been able to do. They haven't been able to carry through on the kinds of projects that we have been able to do. So I'm very proud of what we've accomplished. I'm proud of the leadership initiatives that I've been part of. And that's what I say to people again and again, which is usually people have a good sense of what a leader's like, and I've shown what a leader's like. You can probably hear the difference today, what a leader's like. A leader doesn't spend a lot of time trying to come up with nuanced answers. A leader tries to say, this is what's in the best interest of the community, and I'm going to get out there and roll up my sleeves and do it. And that's why, again and again, people come to my office and say, how can you help me get this done? How can you help my business? Or how can you help me on an issue that might be a social issue, might be something to do with a family in need? And my office responds. And I feel very gratified to be able to have people turn to me because they know that I'm going to be there for them.
Mr. Hill, Mr. Waggy, you only have 30 seconds.
Okay, well, again, I'll just mention something I said earlier, which is several people are supporting me because they understand some of the issues, some of the problems that my opponent has in terms of the way he's been behaving, and that is part of he said he was going to increase the amount of participation in county government, and yet he's done things that made it very difficult for people to participate. I will make that change.
Mr. Hill.
How much time?
30 seconds.
Okay. Well, I won't spend much more time on Ed Smear campaign. It's something that he's going to have to deal with after the election. You want to honor your constituents, and you want your family and your friends and your supporters to be proud of you. So I'm proud of the campaign we're running. I'm proud of what we've done. I'm proud of the support that I have, whether it's every single council member here in San Luis Obispo or our sheriff or our deputy sheriff's association or Slow City Fire or Five Cities Fire or Mayor John Scholes or Mayor Pro Tem Chris Vardis. I'm proud of those support. I'm proud of the support of the business community, and I'm proud of
everyone
else.
Thank you, Adam Hill. Thank you, Ed Waggy, our candidates for 3rd District Supervisor. We've spent an hour with you, and we've learned a lot. You've been listening to a debate of the 3rd District Supervisor, San Luis Obispo County. Next Thursday, beginning at 4 o'clock, we'll host a debate between the candidates for the 5th District Supervisor, Debbie Arnold, and incumbent Jim Patterson. We hope you will join us. Please continue to send in your questions to larry@kcbx.org. I am Larry Rutter. This is KCBX.